In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, before we come up to kneel down and pray together, let's share several verses.
Let's turn to the book of Luke. The book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 55. Luke, chapter 8, verse 55. Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately, and he commanded that she be given something to eat. We know in the mystery of in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, beside himself, he resurrected three people from the dead. And in Luke chapter 8, it's one of those people that our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. And this is the little girl that her father, he's the ruler of the synagogue, his name was Jairus. So during the time of Jairus, this is the only daughter that he has, and she's about 12 years old. So he came to our Lord Jesus Christ to beg that that our Lord can go and heal his daughter. So as our Lord Jesus Christ on his way to the house, and on his way the servant came and said that the little girl is already dead. But our Lord Jesus Christ tell him, do not weep, because the girl is not dead, she's only asleep. So during that time, you can see in verse 54, when Jesus put all of them outside and he commanded the little girl to arise. So as she, when he commanded for her to arise, and then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately, and he commanded that she be given something to eat. So when this little girl resurrected from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ told the people that you must give her something to eat. So for us, we know the first two classes we have shared that after we baptize, we are reborn again. We are again resurrected from the spiritual death. There was a testimony that in Taiwan, this brother, before he came to a true Jewish church, he heard, right, when he was, before he came to church, he heard that in Taiwan, many times when we have baptism, and many people in our church, they can see the blood of Jesus inside the water. So this brother, before he came to Christ, he said, this is impossible, right? This is impossible. So he wanted the proof that this concept is wrong or this idea is wrong. So one of the spiritual convocation, this brother, pretty much he went and he to listen, and he also tried to see the baptism. So during the time when he, when they're getting ready to get baptized and stuff like that, and this brother, he was looking at the pastor, even at the locker room, right, to see if this pastor put any kind of ink, red ink and stuff like that in his pockets, because he thought this is why, in the water you can see the blood. So during this time, the brother, he was just looking, to see if they really have some kind of device to make the blood turn into, making the water turn red. So during the time as they baptizing, and all of a sudden he was hiding in the bushes, right, to see someone is doing some kind of trick and things like that. So all of a sudden, the first baptism, as they submerged the first person in the water, and all of a sudden, this brother saw angels descend from heaven, right? So many of them descend from heaven. So all of a sudden, out of the water, he see a little baby, right? So the little baby come up, the first angel take the little baby, then throw it up to the second angel, to the third angel, and the little baby reach all the way to heaven. So this is to prove truly that our baptism is true. So this brother, when he saw this, and then what? Of course, thank God, right? He got baptized in our church, and now he's a brother, right? So truly, our baptism had the effect, right, to resurrect us from the dead. But the most important thing is, right, baptism only maybe 3 to 5 minutes. But when we resurrected, what kind of food should we eat to sustain a spiritual life? But nowadays, very funny, right? If you think about it, we know when after we get baptized, we are born again. But because we are born again, we need to eat the food that our Lord Jesus Christ wanted to give us to eat. But many of us, truly, especially this younger generation, what kind of food do we eat? A lot of time, eat a lot of video games, right? Really? A lot of time, eat a lot of TV. A lot of time, eat a computer. But all these things, right, it's no good for the spirit. So that's why, what kind of food that we should eat? Let's turn to John chapter 6. The book of John chapter 6, verse 35. John chapter 6, verse 35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. We know in the book of John, our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed the seven greatest proclamation that ever existed in mankind. So in chapter 6, he said, he is the bread of life. And then he said that he is the light of the world. And then he said he is the door. He also said that he is the good shepherd. He is the life and the resurrection. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And he is the true vine. Why did our Lord Jesus Christ proclaim these seven great proclamation? Because he wants us to know that he is the true and living God. But if we do not feed on his word, it's impossible for us to know that he is the light of the world. It's impossible for us to know that he is the gate. It's impossible for us to know that he is the good shepherd. He is the life and resurrection. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And he is the true vine. That's why for us, we need to feed on the word of God. Right? If we do not feed on the word of God truly, we do not know that our God is a true and living God. So in chapter 6, verse 35, why did our Lord Jesus Christ proclaim during this time that he is the bread of life? And he said, whoever comes to him shall never hunger. Why? Because if you read chapter 6 earlier, right? So during this time, as he went to the Sea of Galilee, and as he went up to the mountain with his disciple, so many multitudes come, right, to follow him because they saw many signs, many miracles. But during the time, they have fallen for many days, so they have nothing to eat. So our Lord Jesus Christ asked one of his disciples, right, give them something to eat. So during the time, of course, right, they say there are 5,000 men, but maybe there's also women and children. Maybe there's 10,000 people during the time. That's why the disciples said, how can we feed these people? Right? Even with 200 denarii, you cannot feed even any of them. But our Lord Jesus Christ, right, when he take the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish, give grace, then those 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish fed all the people during that time. Not only he fed them, but after the end, they gathered 12 baskets full of bread. So this means truly, if we follow our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ always take care of our physical life, just like the one, these 5,000 people. So that's why for us, we should not worry. Many of us sitting here, really, we think about our lives. We can sleep, we can eat anything we want. Right? We drive such fancy cars, and we're only young. Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ is with our parents. Right? Our Lord Jesus Christ, he know he need to provide for us the physical aspect of life. I know before I first came to this country, right, my parents, they were very poor. So once a week, I used to go out and pick from the trash, right? Try to find something we can eat, find something we can use. So during the time, why? Because my parents, they were so poor. And then when I was about 11 years old or so, I was adopted by American parents. So during the time, my American parents, they were wealthy. But in the late 80s, my parents, they went bankrupt. So during that time, I become poor again. Right? I become poor again. So I remember when I was going to college, I bought this car for $500, right? A Ford Escort. I never forget this. A blue Ford Escort for $500. So every morning I get up, I really used to say, please start, right? Because every time I start the car, sometimes it doesn't start. And many, many times when I'm on the highway, please make it to school, right? Please make it to school. Why? Because I get stuck on the highway all the time. So I remember those days. Even the day when I first met my wife, right? My wife, Ha. So during that time, I just finished college and she was still in college. So I work as a janitor, right? I take care of about 40 units during that time. So they call it a superintendent, but I'm a janitor, right, during that time. So I have to clean the whole buildings every week, right? 40 units, why? For me to live free because we didn't have enough money. So I know every single day because we don't have enough money, so, you know, we have about $5 for dinner, right? $5, $6 for dinner each night. That is our budget. So every night I say, you know, Ha, it's your turn to choose what kind of food do you want, right? Because we cannot get only one dish, right? So that night if she, you know, she chooses a dish and then the next night it's my turn to choose a dish. But look at now, right? After I came to Christ truly, right, I can eat anything I want, right? Especially when members take us out and stuff, Really? We eat such wonderful food. And look at, right, what kind of car I drive. You know what kind of car I drive right now? Right? An Infiniti. I drive an Infiniti because, thank God, you know, God moved her sister's heart and she donated the car to the church in San Jose area, right? So it just happened I'm there, so I'm driving an Infiniti, right? Leather seat, moon roof, right? And GPS, right? Just imagine that. But that's, I mean, that's the material things. But the most important thing is that my heart, right, and my wife's heart, truly, we are so joyful. Because without God, we cannot do anything. So that's why, just like these people, right? When God fed them, fed all of them, what, and let's read chapter 6, verse 14. Chapter 6, verse 14. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is coming into the world." So when they have their stomach was filled, they said, "Truly, this is the prophet that is prophesied in the Old Testament that has come into the world." But let's read verse 30. Read verse 30, chapter 6, verse 30. "Therefore they say to him, 'What sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do?'" Actually, this is the same people after Jesus fed them. The next day when they follow him, right, in verse 14, they say, "This is truly the prophet." But on verse 30, what they say? "Shh, do something, right? Make a sign so we know that you are, right, the one that is sent by God, right? You are the one." You can see. A lot of time we can think these people, wow, these people are so lack of faith. But many of us, we are the same thing. Maybe many of you are baptized when you're a baby. But for me, I got baptized when I was 27 years old. And I know during that time, truly, before I get baptized, I truly believe that our Lord is the true and living God. Right? But what happened 10 years from now? Can I still believe that our God is a true and living God? But many of us, right? Today, I was just going over reading the questions. We have Q&A section. I was just reading it. I was... It's hard for me to believe. Why? Because a lot of us, we don't believe that we are the only saved church. A lot of us do not believe that our baptism have the effect of washing a sin away. Actually, this is really a device of Satan for to confuse us, right? What's right and what's wrong. Just like these people. Even though God fed them during that time, just the next day they forgot who God was, right? That's why they continue to follow Jesus. But what did Jesus say to them? Right? In verse 26. Chapter 6, verse 26. Jesus answered and said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the sign, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled." Verse 27. "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him." You can see during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ tell them, right? You follow me not because, right, you see the sign and you were filled, but rather you ate and you were filled, right? If they see the sign, they will know that the sign lead to our Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the Savior. But when they ate, they just filled. So our Lord Jesus Christ tell them, "Do not labor for food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life." So that's why many of us, we will go to college, right? When we go to college, what kind of goal do we have? Right? Do we want to be the richest person in the whole world, just like Bill Gates? Right? Do we want to be a famous person, just like President Bush? Right? Do we want this kind of career? Do we want, and do we have this kind of great goal? But I tell you, right? If we do not feed on the Word of God, just like Bill Gates, tomorrow if Bill Gates die, can he take anything with him? Right? Can he take anything with him? Of course not. If he dies tomorrow, especially dying without God, right? He cannot take anything with him. Not only he cannot take anything with him, he also will be in the everlasting condemnation. So that's why for us, think about this. Our Lord Jesus Christ tell us, right? We have to work for the thing that is not perishable. That's only the Word of God. And that's only our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Learn from Solomon, right? Solomon, how many wives and how many concubines did he have? All together 1,000, right? Imagine one man with 1,000 women, right? He should be very joyful, right? should be very joyful. And how many servants does he have in his house just to serve him? And how much food does he feast on every single day? But why on the end of his life? He said, vanity is vanity, right? Everything is vanity. How many of us can be like Solomon? Even if we can be like Solomon, if we do not have our Lord Jesus Christ, we also will conclude our lives, vanity is vanity. So that's why for us truly, we should work for those things that does not perish. You can see when Satan come to tempt our Lord Jesus Christ, right? One of the temptations to tell our Lord Jesus Christ, right? If you are the Son of God, right, you can make the stone into bread. Because during the time our Lord Jesus Christ just got baptized, so the Holy Spirit pretty much moved him or took him to the wilderness. So during the time he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and he was very hungry. He was very hungry. So during that time, Satan came to tempt him, the weak point that he has, right? Because 40 days and 40 nights, you must be hungry. So during that time, he tell Lord Jesus Christ, yes, turn the stone into bread. So during that time, our Lord Jesus Christ, even though he was hungry, even though he wanted to eat the physical food, but he said, man shall not eat by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So for us as a son of God, truly we also can turn that stone into bread. Many of us, we try to do. Maybe when we reach 40, 50 years old, right, that stone become bread. This means a physical life become abundance. We drive a fancy car, right? We have a big house. But at the same time, if we don't eat the word of God, if we don't have God inside ourselves, that's why we go through this midlife crisis. You can see sometimes when we turn 40, 50 years old, when we already accomplished everything in the world, why we become depressed, why we become so lonely. Because during that time, we come to a conclusion that nothing in life can satisfy me. Right? Nothing in life can satisfy me. That's why nowadays you can see many 50-year-old guys, right? They go and drive, you know, buy a Porsche, right? Right? Buy a sports car. Why? They feel they need to do something to satisfy their soul. But why they live without our Lord Jesus Christ. So the same thing for us. If we only work for those things that perish, on the end days, if we die without Christ, truly we die without nothing. We die without nothing. That's why for us as a younger generation, we need to have this goal. Right? We need to have this goal that Christ is the center of our life. So every single day, we truly need to feed on his word. That's why many of us are here. Praise and thank God. We are here because we know that without Christ, our life would be very empty. So we need to work on things that does not perish, but rather lead to everlasting life. This is only the word of God. Because the word of God is God himself, right? Because in John chapter 1, verse 1, the word of God is God himself. So why is it so important that we continue to feed on the word of God? Let's read verse 53. Read verse 53. John chapter 6, verse 53. Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Actually, many times we quote this during Holy Communion, right? If you not eat, right, the flesh, if you not drink is the blood of the Son of Man, we have no life inside of us. You can see nowadays there's 6 billion people in the world. There's about 300 million people in the United States. Many people, even though they're walking around, but they have no life in them. Why do they have no life in them? Why? Because they have no Jesus inside of them. But our Lord Jesus Christ said here, if we feed on him, we will have life in ourselves. Not everyone can feed on our Lord Jesus Christ, right? During the Holy Communion, only those people who are baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ can eat the flesh and drink the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Only those people. So that's why all of us here, this is the privilege from our Lord Jesus Christ. So why are we still starving? Right? Why are we still hungry inside our heart? Because we do not understand that only our Lord Jesus Christ can fulfill us. Really, before I came to Christ, especially during the time my adopted parents adopted me, I was very, very, very wealthy. 16 years old, my parents, right, take me to a car dealer, right? Rudy, what do you want? A BMW, right? Mercedes-Benz, anything you want. During that time, I have about 16, 17 years old. I always have $500 in my pocket, right? Anywhere I want to go and eat this and that, right? But at the same time, it's the time that I feel the most empty. I feel the most empty. That's why I realize, what is this life is all about, right? If I can have all these things in the world, my heart is still empty. What is missing in my life? The thing that is missing in my life, that I do not have Christ Jesus inside my heart. Because I do not have our Lord Jesus Christ inside my heart, and then I have no life in myself. So that's why I really checked into ourselves. Even though we are baptized into Christ, do we have Christ inside our hearts? Do we abide with Christ? And Christ abide in us. This is very important. If we do not have Christ inside of us, this means we have not feed on the Word of God. We have not feed on our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's all read verse 54. Chapter 6, verse 54. Whoever eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. If we eat the Word of God, if we feed on the Word of God, on the last day, right, our Lord Jesus Christ will resurrect us from the last day and then give us eternal life. Give us eternal life. This is also very important. Like we mentioned earlier, if we feed on our Lord Jesus Christ, we have him inside of us. If we have him inside of us, on the last day, he will resurrect us, and then we will go to eternal life. Right? Actually, many times, right, we always talk about hell and heaven, and I never think too much about hell and heaven, right? Because it's hard to imagine. But, you know, several months ago when I was in Kenya, right? In Kenya's certain remote area, they really have no bathroom. Their bathroom, they pretty much dig 20 or 30 feet inside the ground. Right? So when they dig 20, 30 feet inside the ground, they just put two plank of wood right on there. So every time I go to the bathroom, my knees would shake, right? Because why? Because I cannot imagine what happened if I just slip and I fall into that thing, right? Right? Imagine if I fall into that thing, right? And no one knows that I have fallen into that thing. And when I fall into that thing, what? All the doo-doo could cover my head, right? Just imagine, right? Cover my head. And then what? It's full of darkness. Not only that, it's full of worms inside the doo-doo, right? And the worm just eating you, right? Slowly. So that's why a lot of time when I go to the bathroom, I always ask Pastor Cole, hey, I'm going in, you know, make sure I'm coming back out, right? No, because you don't know. So then I was thinking, right, what about hell? Really, what about hell? Our Lord Jesus Christ described hell, right? The fire will never quench. The fire burn never quench. And the worms will eat you, right? And you also in darkness. This is hell. Why? Because hell is living a life, right, living eternal life with our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why I think about this concept, right? If we do not have our Lord Jesus Christ, if we do not feed on his word, truly on the end days, we will not be resurrected. Actually, we will be resurrected, but on everlasting condemnation. But if we have our Lord Jesus Christ, we will have eternal life. That's why it's so important for us to eat our Lord Jesus Christ, to feed on his word. Let's go to our last point. Verse 56. John chapter 6, verse 56. He who eats my flesh and drink my blood abides in me, and I in him. Right? This is also very important. If we have our Lord Jesus Christ abide in us, right? Abide in us, truly our heart will always be joyful. Our heart will always be joyful. Why? Because our Lord is the King of kings and Lord of lords. If he's abide in us and we in him, our life would be full of joy. But before he can abide in us and we abide in him, we need to feed on his word. But many of us, just like the people, right, that follow Jesus, right? Look at verse 66. Verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. So during the time when the Lord Jesus Christ said, right, eat my flesh and drink my blood, they say, wow, what kind of crazy person is this, right? How can he tell us to eat his flesh and drink his blood? So many of them do not walk, right? Do not follow him anymore. But when our Lord Jesus Christ talking about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, what is he talking about? Let's read verse 63. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. Right? The word that our Lord Jesus Christ speaks to us, right, is the word that can give us life. Give us life. Do we believe in this? Really think about it. If we believe that the word of God gives us life, we always will read the Bible. Really, we always read the Bible. But why many of us do not believe? Just like these people. Because we don't realize that the word of God can give us life. If we do not read the word of God truly, we have no life inside of us. I remember when I first came to Christ, actually when I first received the Holy Spirit. Right? So during that time, many church members always tell me, Woody, you know, really the Bible is the word of God. Of course, I say I believe, but I didn't really believe that the Bible is the word of God. So during that time when I received the Holy Spirit, right, during that night when I received the Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden in my mind, right, there's a voice say, Woody, read 1 Peter. Right, read 1 Peter chapter 1. So during that time when I read 1 Peter chapter 1, and all of a sudden, the minute I lay my eyes on the first verse, the word of God became alive. Right? It's like 3D, right? Like three dimension. Just come into my eyes and come into my heart. Then during that time I know that the word of God is the word of life. Really, we have to believe in this. So in our church, we have many doctrines that is hard to swallow, right? There's many things. We need to be baptized. We need to have the Holy Spirit. We need to take the Holy Communion. We need to have foot washing. We need to believe one true church. But if we do not eat the word of God, we do not have faith to believe, all of these things truly will give us life. So that's why for our younger generation, my heart, I'm so worried about us. Why? Because we listen to many denominations out there and we get confused, right? If our church is a true church or not. Of course, when we say our church is a true church, not because we are true Jesus church, we are true church. Because God has revealed to us the true salvation for all mankind. So that's why for us, if we truly want to have faith and want to have life in this church, we need to feed on His word. Because His word will give us life. His word will open our eyes to see the truth. To see the truth. So that's why for us it's very important. Always to feed the word of God. But if we do not pray, we also have no strength to eat the word of God. Really. So that's why feeding on the word of God and praying to God, it goes hand in hand. Many other denominations, right? Really, they know the Bible like the back of their hands. They know the Bible, especially a lot of theologians, they know the Bible. But why they do not know the true salvation of God? Because they do not have the Holy Spirit. They do not have the Holy Spirit. And I know some of you love to read the Bible but do not like to pray. Right? Do not like to pray. If you just read the Bible without praying, you can never understand what God's trying to teach us. Because the Spirit searches the deep things of God. And the Word of God is the deep things of God. So when we fill with the Spirit and we read the Bible, then truly this Bible becomes a living Word to us. Why? Because the Spirit can give life to the Word. And the Word can give life to us. So that's why we always encourage everyone to read the Bible and to pray to God. There's nothing else new under the sun, truly. Many of us, because we are so talented, because we have, you know, many things that we want to make the church to grow. But in the Bible, it's very simple. We need to read the Word of God. We need to pray. Really. For me, I read many philosophical books, right? Psychology books. All those things. After you read it the first time, you can put it in the trash. Why? There's nothing else to learn in there. Why? Because those books has no life inside. But the Word of God, really. Even John chapter 6, how many times we have read this chapter? But every time we read it, for some reason, the Word of God continues to move us. Because the Word of God has life. That's why we need to believe in this. So that's why if we want to bring the outside world into a church, really, this is an awful thing to do. How can man know the thoughts of God? It's impossible. So we try to see, oh, these people have good ideas to do this, do that. But actually, if we pray and we saturate with the Word of God and the Spirit of God, then we know exactly what to do. Just like in the book of Acts, right? In the book of Acts, they have no business person there, right? There's no one in the business world in that time. But the Holy Spirit allowed them, give them the power to move, right, and to make the church grow through the whole way. So for us, truly, we need to go back to the basic. And that basic is reading the Word of God and praying to God. So may we come up and pray to Him.